Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
That's right, it's that time of the night. It's time for Friday Live, thanks to McLeod's Brewery. And we're lucky enough to have in the studio Mr. DC Maxwell. Kia ora.
Kia ora. How you doing?
I'm very good. Or should I say welcome back to Aotearoa.
It does feel like a big welcome back, especially to BFM. Like here in the studio, seeing the carved names on this wooden studio desk, It's all coming back to me how much I love Tamaki Makaurau, how much I love New Zealand music, which is... You know, I've been living in Australia, so it's nice to come back and be reminded of the beautiful homeland.
Totally, totally. Now, you're playing a show tomorrow night.
I am.
And it's called The Return of the Prodigal Son.
Yeah, The Prodigal Son.
Prodigal Son.
Yeah.
And you're playing with Sulfate in group chat.
I am.
That's super exciting. You're saying that your band is just landing now, or they're kind of trying to find themselves?
Yeah, I mean, we're all trying to find ourselves in this crazy world.
That's true.
But they especially are. The band has flown in from Melbourne. Great new hot band, fresh off doing South by Southwest Sydney, and we were forged in the fires of an intense music festival experience in Sydney. You know, we were thrown together and have to play a lot of crazy shows. So the band is red hot, ready to go. I'm so excited. It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night.
Wow, double whammy. Oh, yeah. Your first time playing a double whammy, I guess.
My first time, ever at being at double whammy.
Wow, well,
yeah,
there you
I'm
go.
Really excited.
So much has happened since you've been gone.
I know, yeah. I'm really excited. So hopefully the people of Auckland come along, check it out. They're the only people I ever want to impress.
Definitely, definitely. Rolling Stone Australia called you one of the most charismatic on-stage presences of the past year. What's your reaction to that?
I was like, hell yeah, and I high-fived my band.
Your family and your band, yeah. That's good. So people can expect a good show then.
They could. They can, and they should.
Yeah.
I did tweak my knee a little bit at one of the shows at Rolling Stone. Oh, sorry, at South by Southwest that Rolling Stone was there.
Yeah.
I climbed up onto the ceiling and, like, clambered over the bar and then jumped into the crowd. And other times I've jumped into the crowd, I've hurt myself, and this time was no different. So I like to think. It was a fun show, and thank you to anyone who says that who rizzes me up like that. I got a shout outs to.
Well, you know, we got to do what we got to do here on the BFM Drive show. Okay, well, you're gonna play us a couple of songs.
Mm-hmm.
What's this first song you're going to play for us?
So I thought I would play my new single, Golden Light, which has been very kindly given a lot of love from BFM and the BFM listeners. So thank you, everyone. And this is an acoustic version.
Great.
Obviously, with the band, it'll be a bit more of a rock song. But for a special treat, I thought let's do Golden Light acoustic version.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Cool.
An angel out of you, but a twisted shape in the glass says that all things come to pass. And oh God, it started again, this feeling it extends. Darkened shadows inside make the whispers come to life. And hold my heart in my hands, it bleeds when it beats. When you twist the pearl from the shell, does it scream? Garden ain't safe. just wanting it, don't make it. Because the warmth that I feel just makes the cold more real. Hold my heart in my hands, it bleeds when it beats. When you twist the pearl from the shell, does it scream? The light that burns between us beats back the scratching at the door. I will hold you in the darkness until the dawn.
Thank you.
Incredible, incredible. So you got your band trying to find their ways along K Road. Some Aussies that have never been to K Road before. What kind of rig are you got set up for tomorrow night? Like, how many members?
We've got 5 members, and it's going to be a hell of a rock band. It's listener friend of the show Louisa Nicklin is jumping on acoustic guitar, so that will free me up for some wild behavior. Just cool. All I need to worry about is singing in the mic, and yeah. And then we've got Chase Wallace, an Aucklander who's lived in Melbourne for a long time, on guitar, an absolute shredder. Riley Brightwell on bass, who people may know from various wonderful emo acts from back in the day in Wellington, and then Nick Cromery on the drums. It's going to be a really good show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about some of these singles that you've released.
Okay.
Jesus's Son,
mm-hmm.
you released a few months ago, and Golden Light.
Yeah.
What's sort of the story behind these songs?
Yeah, I guess, like, I have had a bit of a break from releasing music. I think I released Lone Rider, my last record, in 2023, and I think in that time I've kind of hunkered down and really thought about what I want to be as a musician and kind of what I want to say. And those songs both are, I guess, speaking to the chaos that I see kind of in the world right now, without, you know, banging a drum or getting on a soapbox. Like, I felt like a lot of music I was seeing wasn't pointing to the massive giant elephant in the room that is the world on fire right now.
Yeah.
So those songs are my attempt at that.
Great, great. So this is sort of the beginning of a potential body of work down the road that people may see.
I think those vague words are absolutely correct. Yeah, I can't speak too specifically about it at the moment, but yeah, I've definitely been working hard. I've been recording in Melbourne and also a little bit in America, and I'm really excited to share what we've been up to.
Whoa.
Yeah. BFM will be the first to hear about it. I'm sure.
You've got quite a few sort of big names that you've been working with on some of these tracks. We just had a Hatchie song, and you're saying that Harriet from Hatchie did some of the backing vocals on.
Yeah, she did BVs on Golden Light, which you can hear in the recorded version, and she did a lot of other stuff on this mysterious body of work.
Oh, yes. Which you'll find out later.
Yeah. I hate to be a tease, but legally I have to be.
Yeah, totally. okay, so people can just follow you on Instagram and things like that if they want to potentially.
Yeah, you know, I would love that.
Yeah. If they want to find out what's coming up later on. Okay, so you're going to play another song for us.
Yeah, so this song is a special treat for BFM as an unreleased track. And this is kind of, for me, is a song that kind of represents the turning point from Lone Rider into these new songs. Because I wrote the song as a very much Lone Rider song, like as a country number.
Right.
But my beautiful wife convinced me to make it into a rock song.
Cool.
And that kind of moment has kind of led to this body of work, which is way more rock and
cool,
a little less country. But yeah,
beauty.
It's called Baby Put the Gun Down.
Damn, all right, that sounds kind of scary. I'm looking forward to this.
Didn't mean to kill that man, so it don't count. God knows the little bastard deserved it, but now there's flashing lights outside, so I reload the gun. You climb out that window and you goddamn run. I appreciate the tears, I know you wanna stay. Being brave's got nothing to do with it. If I were to die tonight, the world would lose a freak, but it would dim the stars if you would come with me. But loving you and being loved is a moment in the sun. They can't kill me now, cause I've already won. And baby, put the gun down. There's no time for murder talk. Up in mine, red become roses twisted on the line, and to separate us now, I know it'll end in death. So just kiss me and forget you ever met. And when I'm dead, you run to them, you tell them I'm a beast. You can say I kept you weeping on a leash, but don't tell them that I loved you, and don't tell them that I cried, don't tell them that I couldn't say goodbye. And
thank you. Got a little breathy on the mic there for the listeners of Auckland.
that's how you know it's good. Wow, incredible. Okay, so tomorrow night, if people want to get tickets to the show, where can they grab those from?
They should go to the beautiful homegrown website of Under the Radar and purchase tickets. Yeah, I got it. It's going to be so good. I also want to say, like, Auckland, BFM, absolute hometown, absolute legends, and I really, really, really want you guys to see this and be impressed by it. If I could say that, because, you know, we've been working so hard in Melbourne, and it's totally. Just like coming home and showing everyone what I'm up to is an absolute dream. So hope to see you tomorrow night, Auckland.
Cool. Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Grab your tickets, Under the Radar. Okay, now we're going to move on to part of the Friday Live that's new, brand new, as promised at the beginning of the show, a little game.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the first installment of the Friday Live quiz. DC Maxwell, are you up for it?
I am.
Fantastic. He accepts the challenge. All right, so how this works is it's a classic game show format. You have 1 minute to answer as many questions as possible correctly. If you don't know the answer, you can pass. If you say the correct answer, you'll hear this.
Okay,
if
nice.
You say the wrong answer, you'll hear this.
Aww.
Oh, God, that's going to do wonders for my ego.
Yes. But these questions, they're very varied.
Okay.
So are you ready to play?
Yeah, I am. Let's do it.
Okay, DC Maxwell, your time starts now. Let me turn it down. Which planet is closest to the sun?
Venus?
Oh. Mercury. All right, Queen guitarist Brian May is also an expert in what scientific field?
Astrophysics?
Correct. Sake Bomb is a hit song for which Auckland-based band?
Oh my god. Pass.
The D4. Who wrote The Cat in the Hat? Dr. Zeus.
Dr. Zeus Park.
What year was BFM founded?
1973.
1969. What year did humans first land on the moon?
1969.
Correct. How do you spell theremin?
T-H-E-R-I-M-E-N.
Incorrect. What country invented French fries?
America?
Belgium. What is 9 times 6? Your time is up.
God, oh, the stress of that.
The stress. We'll give a big round of applause.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I don't even know. I have a new found appreciation for what people go through on game shows.
Totally.
I thought singing on the radio was stressful, but oh, my God, that's 10 times worse.
I know. Well, all I can say is that you are at the top of our leaderboard.
Yes.
With a great score of 3. You know, who knows? I don't think if it's that hard, and you know, I consider you quite a smart person as well.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what I've done to deserve that, though.
But thank you so much, DC Maxwell,
thank you
for
so
coming
much.
On. And all the best for the show tomorrow night.
Cheers.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. We're going to lead out now with one of your new songs, Jesus' Son. You're on BFM. Time come undone.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.